感谢主，我们有一次机会能够在主面前寻求和思考的机会。
We thank our Lord that we have this opportunity to seek and to think about Him before Him.
为了今天的交通，我在主面前祷告。主让我在方向上有一点跟前面也不太一样。
Because of today's message, I had much prayer before the Lord, and because of that, He has given me a direction that is a little bit different than what I planned for before.
今天我想跟大家一起思考一下，我们看一下这个从罗马书来看奉献的意义。
Today, I want to, together with you, to look at the meaning of offering, of sacrifice, through the book of Romans.
Sanctification.
The meaning of sanctification.
Consecration. Okay. 好，我们先祷告哈。
Let us pray.
主，我们把我们自己，把讲的、翻译的、听的，无依无靠的交在你的手中。
Lord, without relying on anything, we place the one who is speaking, the one who is translating, and all those who are listening into your hands.
只有你有办法借着你的话来向我们说话。
Lord, only you can speak to us through your words.
因为这是你从宝座赐给我们的话。
Because these are words that you have given to us from your throne.
求你也亲自借着圣灵来向我们解开。
Lord, and we pray that you personally open up these words to us through the Holy Spirit.
无论讲的、翻译的、听的，我们都等候你亲自向我们说话。
Lord, the one who is speaking, the one who is translating, and all those who are listening, wait for you to speak to us.
我们愿意在这样的机会中再一次遇见。
Lord, we pray that we may meet you again and at an opportunity like this.
求你把你的心意启示在我们里面。
Lord, we pray that you reveal your will to us.
使我们在你面前能够更丰富的，能够有更多的机会来认识和遇见你自己。
Lord, so that we may more abundantly and have more opportunities to meet you.
愿你纪念在你面前这一点的时间。
Lord, may you remember this little bit of time before you.
是给我们圣灵的充满。
Lord, give us the abundance of the Holy Spirit.
是给我们圣灵一切的丰富。
Give us the abundance of all the abundance in the Holy Spirit.
谢谢主。
Thank you, Lord.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
我本来在这个程序单上是讲要读这个罗马书第六章全章哈，那因为时间的缘故，我想我们不读全章，好吧？
In the program, I said we were going to read the book of Romans, chapter 6, the entire chapter. But because of time, we won't read the entire chapter.
我们读下第六章的十二到十九节。
Let us read Romans chapter 6, verse 12 through 19.
十二节，所以不要容罪在你们必死的身上作王，使你们顺从身子的私欲。
Romans chapter 6 verse 12. Therefore, do not let sin reign in your mortal body so that you obey its lusts.
也不要将你们的肢体献给罪作不义的器具，倒要像从死里复活的人将自己献给神，并将肢体做义的器具献给神。
Verse 13, and do not go on presenting the members of your body to sin as instruments of unrighteousness, but present yourselves to God as those alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness to God.
罪必不能做你们的主，因为你们不在律法之下，乃在恩典之下。
For sin shall not be master over you, for you are not under law, but under grace.
这却怎么样呢？我们在恩典之下，不在律法之下。就可以犯罪吗？断乎不可。
What then shall we sin because we're not under law but under grace? May it never be.
岂不晓得你们献上自己做奴仆，顺从谁，就做谁的奴仆吗？或做罪的奴仆以至于死，或做顺命的奴仆以致成义。
Do you not know that when you present yourselves to someone as slaves for obedience, you are slaves of the one whom you obey? Either of sin resulting in death or of obedience resulting in righteousness.
感谢神，因为你们从前虽然做罪的奴仆，现今却从心里顺服了所传给你们道理的模范。
But thanks be to God that though you were slaves of sin, you became obedient from the heart to that form of teaching to which you were committed.
你们既从罪里得了释放，就做了义的奴仆。
And having been freed from sin, you became slaves of righteousness.
我因你们肉体的软弱，就照人的常话对你们说，你们从前怎样将肢体献给不洁不法做奴仆，以至于不法，现今也要照样将肢体献给义做奴仆，以至于成圣。
I am speaking in human terms because of the weakness of your flesh. For just as you presented your members as slaves of impurity and to lawlessness, resulting in further lawlessness, so now present your members as slaves to righteousness, resulting in sanctification.
再看罗马书十二章第一节第二节。
Now let's turn to Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2.
所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的，你们如此侍奉乃是理所当然的。
Romans chapter 12 verse 1 Therefore I urge you brethren by the mercies of God to present your bodies as a living and holy sacrifice acceptable to God which is your spiritual service of worship.
不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化，叫你们查验何为神的善良纯全和喜悦的旨意。
And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you may prove what the will of God is, that which is good and acceptable and perfect.
这里给我们看到几处的关于奉献的圣经。
Here we see a few verses about consecration.
我们知道有很多的聚会一讲到奉献，就是想到让向人想到的就是钱。
Many times when we think about offering or sacrifice, we think about the financial aspect.
那很少就是说就是会想到钱以外的。
And we do not often think about it beyond money.
那有时候这个情况产生一个副作用到一个地步，这个人都不愿意到教会来。
And sometimes the negative effect is so strong that some people do not want to come to church.
因为他们说到教会去呢，教会向他们要钱。
They say that they come to church and the church asks them for money.
但是你看这一段圣经讲的奉献，完全跟金钱没有任何关系。
But when you look at these verses and when it talks about consecration, it has nothing to do with money.
那这里讲的奉献呢，在罗马书第六章到第八章呢，主要是跟个人生命有关系。
When it talks about consecration here in Romans chapter 6 through 8, it is talking about the individual life.
第十二章一直讲下去，其实十二章是只是一个起头，其实是讲的要怎么样进入教会的生活。
And chapter 12 is actually just a beginning. It talks about how to enter into a life of church.
所以一个人他从没有信主到蒙恩得救之后，他要认识主，他要个人生命成长，他的关键在于奉献。
A person going from an unbeliever to someone who believes in Christ, that maturing, that growth in life is dependent on the consecration.
那人蒙恩得救之后进到教会里面来，教会是不是一个社团呢？
So after this person has been saved by grace and he enters into the church, is the church an organization?
如果他是一个社团的话，我们可能不需要奉献自己。
If the church is a social organization, then we don't need to dedicate, we don't need to consecrate ourselves.
但教会如果是照着神的心意，我们要进入那个实际的话，从罗马书十二章开始，你发现除了奉献以外，没有第二条路。
But if the church is to enter into the will of God, then we will see from Romans chapter 12 that there is no other way than to consecrate ourselves.
那奉献到底有什么意义呢？
So what meanings does consecration have?
在我们看这么多圣经，你看罗马书第六章，看来看去好像有点抓不到它的重点。
And as you read through the book of Romans, it's difficult, it seems to be difficult to pick on the important points.
我在主面前反复的寻求，我发现有几道重大的意义在里面。
After I sought before the Lord for a very long time, I think there are several very important key points.
第一个方面， 一个基督徒他奉献自己，这一个是使得神的国度能够在他身上能够显明出来。
A Christian to consecrate himself, it is so that the kingdom of God can be revealed on him.
而且你知道，你读罗马书第六章，你会发现，奉献是直接连于受尽。
You see when you read Romans chapter 6 that consecration is directly connected with baptism.
所以奉献这件事情不是要等你信主很久，你很有所谓的工作或者地位才有这件事情。
Consecration is not something that happens long after you baptized and when you have a good job and when you have good status.
奉献是直接连于受浸，那也就是说每一个人都应该奉献。
Consecration is directly connected to baptism, which also means that everyone should be consecrated.
不只是每一个人都应该奉献，而且是什么？是一信主，你受浸的时候，就是要进入奉献的时机。
And not only does it mean that everyone should be consecrated, it also means that immediately after baptism, you enter into consecration.
所以这就告诉我们说，我们需要很蒙主的怜悯，真的明白什么叫受浸的意义。
So this tells us that we really truly need the mercy of the Lord to tell us the true meaning of baptism.
如果我们对受浸的意义领会的不没有完全照着圣经来讲的话，我们在奉献上也会退后。
If we do not fully understand the meaning of baptism, then we're also taking steps backwards when it comes to consecration.
你想看看我们每一个人去受浸哈，有没有哪一个人是自己去浸的？
When you see, when you get baptized, is there anyone who can baptize themselves?
每一个人去受浸，他都必须要把自己交出来，给那为他施浸的人。
Everyone who goes through baptism has to give themselves over to the people who are baptizing them.
所以虽然我们不知道，但是呢，你好像你其实你在受浸的时候，你已经把你自己交出来了。
Even though sometimes we don't know it.It is as if you have already handed yourself over when you were baptized.
所以事实上你已经交出来，不然你没有办法被受浸。
In reality, you have already handed yourself over because otherwise you couldn't be baptized.
那这个交出来是什么意思呢？
But that handing over, what does that mean?
就是主耶稣他钉在十字架的时候，他不但为我的罪钉死了，为我埋葬了，为我复活了。
And that is when Jesus Christ was crucified on a cross.He not only died for us, he was buried and resurrected for us.
同时，他也把我这一个人一同钉死，一同埋葬，一同复活。
And then at the same time, he also nailed, buried, and crucified me.
所以呢，这个受浸呢，就表示说我是完全接受他已经做成的一切。
So baptism means that I fully accept everything that he has completed.
我也是向世人做见证说，主耶稣所成就的已经在我身上。
And I testify before the world that what the Lord has completed, what he has finished, is finished on me.
所以事实上你受浸的时候，你已经把你自己交出来了。
So actually, when you were baptized, you already handed yourself over.
那罗马书第六章第一第四节有这么一句话。
So in Romans chapter 6 verse 4 it says,
所以我们借着洗礼归入死，和他一同埋葬，原是叫我们一举一动有新生的样式，像基督借着父的荣耀从死里复活一样。
Therefore, we have been buried with him through baptism into death, so that as Christ was raised from the dead,Through the glory of the Father, so we too might walk in newness of life.
所以这里就是说，信主受浸之后，他是要叫我们一举一动活在新的生命里面。
So here it says that after we're baptized and entered into a new life, then everything we do, every action, he wants us to walk in a newness of life.
那这里讲说，原是叫我们一举一动有新生的样式，这个。中文的原是这个字呢，在原文上就是 in this way， 像这个样子，像这个方式。
So in the original text, it actually says in this way that we too might walk in newness of life.
所以就说我们要怎样活出新的生命来呢？我们要把自己交出来。
we live out this newness of life? And that is to be able to hand ourselves over.
所以这个交出来就是一个奉献的另外一个方式。
And this handing over is another form of consecration.
那我们蒙恩得救呢，是从黑暗的权势里面被拯救出来。
So when we were saved by grace, we are saved from the force of darkness.
被归在神爱子的国度底下。
To be put into the kingdom of the beloved Son.
那我们怎么知道说我们奉献是关于国度的事情呢？
So how do we know that our consecration concerns the kingdom of God?
有这么几句话哈。
There are some verses.
罪不能做你们的主。
That sin cannot reign over you.
那什么是主呢？ 主的意思是什么呢？
What does it mean to not reign over you?
主代表是绝对的权柄。
Reigning means the ultimate authority.
或者是管制, sanction.
Or the ultimate sanction.
或者是掌权, rule.
Or it is to rule.
所以罪不能在我们身上有绝对的权柄, 也不能管制我们, 也不能来统治我们。
So sin cannot reign over us. It cannot govern us. It cannot rule over us.
还有另外一个, 死亡, 死也不能再做你们的主。
And then there's also the verse that death cannot reign over you.
还有另外一句话说,不要容罪在你们必死的身上作王。
And it says also that do not let sin reign over your mortal body.
那王是什么意思呢?
What does it mean to be the Lord, to lord over, to reign over?
王当然有权柄,但是圣经讲到王的时候,有另外一面就是牧养我们。
So this Lord in the scripture also, it has this meaning of ruling over you, but it also has this meaning of shepherding.
所以你要知道说,如果你是从受罪控制的,或受世界来影响,现在要进到神这里来。
So you know, before you were being reigned over by the world, and now you're stepping over to the Lord.
所以谁在我们身上有主绝对的权柄呢?
So who has the ultimate governance? Who has the ultimate sanction over us?
如果罪在我们身上有绝对的权柄, 那我们就没有显出国度的实际。
If sin has the ultimate governance over us, then we have not shown the reality of the Lord's authority.
如果这个罪还可以在我们身上来指挥我们, 那就是我们没有让神来牧养我们。
So if sin can still direct us, then we have not allowed the Lord to shepherd us.
所以这个关于国度的这一方面呢，就是谁掌权，谁牧养，然后是哪一种生命。
So therefore, concerning the kingdom, it is what kind of life, who reigns over you?
这个都不是我们的想法。
These are not thoughts from us.
但这是圣经的思想。
These are thoughts from the scripture.
什么样的生命？ 显著你是活在什么国度里面。
What kind of life you have shows what kind of kingdom, which kingdom you live in.
那怎么样能进入这个实际呢？
So how do we enter into this reality?
我们从来没想过，也没看过，怎么能进入这个实际呢？
We've never seen it. We've never even thought about it. So how do we enter into this reality?
奉献。
And that it is through consecration.
所以我们愿意把自己奉献在主的手中。
So we are willing to consecrate ourselves into the Lord's hand.
就叫我们能够向神活着。And
then we can live to God.
而且呢，不在律法底下，在恩典里面。And
therefore we are no longer under the law but under grace.
所以我们当我们落在罪的权势底下的时候，我们一看到律法，我们都被定罪。When
we are still under sin, when we see law, then we know that we are ruled over by the law.
但是当我们奉献给主之后，奉献将自己奉献给神之后，我们不在律法底下，在恩典底下。And
but after we've consecrated ourselves, then we are no longer under law but under grace.
也就是主耶稣基督所成就的，神也算在我们身上。
That means that what Lord Jesus Christ has finished, what he has completed, can be counted towards me as well.
所以这个是一个很宝贵的事情。And
that is very precious.
所以这叫我们在生活上,在行事为人上,可以活在新的生命里面。
So this allows us in our action and in our life to be able to live in a newness of life.
而且这个生命呢，这个新的生命呢，是能把神的国度见证出来的。
And this new life is something that can build out the kingdom of God.
那在奉献意义的另外一个方面呢？
In another aspect of consecration,
就是要叫我们这个因着奉献呢。 而把这个国度的生活能够显出来。
And it is that through consecration, we can reveal, we can live out the kingdom.
所以刚刚我们讲说, 谁有绝对的权柄? 谁牧养?
So first we talked about who has the ultimate authority and who is shepherding us.
那是哪一种的生命?
And what kind of life?
是旧的生命呢, 还是新造的生命?
Is it the old life or is it the new life?
如果你奉献, 那就新造的生命就会显出来。
If you are consecrated, then a new life would come out.
而且在生命的经历上来讲的话, 他就会做这个叫罪的身体失去的那个罪的就是犯罪的那个功用。
And in experience, it would be that the body, the mortal body that would sin would lose its function.
那要把国度的这个生命和见证显出来。 那在我们身上有什么学习呢?
So to reveal the life of kingdom, what kind of lessons do we learn?
这个学习就是我们要会听神，而顺服神。
And that is that we have to be able to listen and obey him.
我们光听人还不够，我们要真的听到神。
We not only have to listen to men, but we have to really be able to hear God.
所以在罗马书第六章用了很多次这个顺从或者顺服这个字。
So in Romans chapter 6, it used many times the word obey and obedience.
那这个顺服呢, 它的原文的字根是带着听见的那个意思,那个字。
This word obedience, the root of this word has the meaning of hearing.
那谁能听见呢?
So who can hear?
奉献的人才帮我听见。
Only the one who is consecrated can hear.
你奉献了之后呢, 神就把我们这个不能听见的耳朵呢, 变成可以听见。
After you've consecrated, then God will turn our ears that cannot hear into ears that can hear.
我们奉献自己在神的手中, 神就把我们这看不见的眼睛变得看不见。
When we consecrate ourselves into the hand of God, then the eyes of our eyes that cannot see would become eyes that can see.
所以奉献的人他既然在恩典之下, 神就在借着恩典引导他能够走这个义路, 就是公义的路。
The one who is consecrated is under grace, and through grace, God leads him to walk the path of righteousness.
所以在这个人身上呢, 就会有一个情形呢, 他不能再成为犯罪的工具。
So something that would happen on this person, and that is he cannot become a tool for committing sins.
因为我们常常会有一种想法说，反正我是生来生在最终长在最终，那我信主之后继续不断的犯罪，也理所当然。
Sometimes we would have a thought that because we're born and into sin and we live in sin, that after we are saved, we can continue to live in sin. And there's nothing wrong with that.
那这个罗马书第六章十五节这样讲。他说这却怎么样呢？我们在恩典之下，不在律法之下，就可以犯罪吗？断乎不可。Romans
chapter 6 verse 15 says, What then? Shall we sin because we are not under law but under grace? May it never be.
可能我们对于这个断乎不可有的时候是不太有印象。So
sometimes we don't have a deep impression for this phrase, may it never be.
所以当我们在犯罪的时候，我们还是觉得无所谓，反正可以求告主赦免。And
therefore, sometimes when we sin, we don't think it's a big deal because we think we can still ask for forgiveness.
但是这里有一个认识，就是神要使我们知道这个断乎不可，是因为我们罪得赦免，我们每一次犯罪所得的赦免都需要主那个他死他在十字架上所流的宝血，这是极重的代价。
But every time we sin, we need the precious blood from the cross, and that is a very high price.
那这个听而顺从的人呢，在他的里面，在他的心里面或灵里面，会产生一个认识。
The one who listens and obeys something would happen inside of him.
这个认识呢, 是叫他能够, 能够知道神为他所成就的那个救恩的实际和地位是怎么样。
And this understanding inside of this person would help him to understand the importance and the status of what God has completed, what has God has accomplished.
因为主说他钉十字架的时候，把我们同钉死、同埋葬、同复活。
Because the Lord says that when He was crucified, He nailed, buried, and resurrected us together with Him.
这个不是我们的思想。That
is not our thought.
不但不是我们的思想，告诉我们的时候，我们还想不来。
Not only is it not our thought, when we are told of this, we don't fully understand it.
不但想不来，我们甚至还会觉得这个莫名其妙，还甚至拒绝。
And sometimes, because we don't understand it, we think it's strange and we reject it.
但是一个愿意顺服神的人呢，他就从神那里单纯的接受下来，他不但接受下来，而且站在他所已经得到的地位上。
And but someone who is willing to obey would accept it. And not only does he accept it, he would stand on the place that he's supposed to stand.
他站在这个地位，神就把他带到那个义的经历的丰富里面去。
Because he's standing at this place where he's supposed to stand, then Lord would bring him into this experience of righteousness.
而且愿意听和顺从神的人呢，结果神就会把他话语的规模，把他的教训放在他的心里面。And
those who are willing to listen and obey, God would place his teaching inside of him.
这个我们对于这个教导哈，对于这个教训哈，我们的印象多半是停留在这个知识这一方面。Whenever
we think about this experience, sometimes it just rests as knowledge.
但是呢，在这个什么，在这个《使徒行传》第十三章哈，有这么个情形。But
in Acts chapter 13, there was a circumstance like this.
保罗到了这个居比路，居比路是到了撒拉米这个地方，那他在那里传道。Paul
arrived at this place called Salamis, and he began to preach.
然后呢，那个地方的省长就愿意来听神的话。
And the priest in the synagogue was willing to come to listen to him preaching.
然后他听了神的话之后，就有这个信心在他里面开始产生，开始逐渐显明出来。And
as he listened to the words, he had this faith that began to grow and began to manifest itself.
但有一个行法术的人呢，他就用方法，他要来拦阻这个省长来。
But then there is this magician who wanted to oppose him, who wanted to stop his faith from growing.
那保罗呢，他受圣灵的引导，他就起来责备这个行法术的人。
And Paul, through the Holy Spirit, stood up to rebuke the magician.
那这个保罗责备他，就说你这个魔鬼，你这个充满各样诡诈魔鬼的儿子。 这个众善的仇敌，你混乱主的正道还不止住吗？第十节。In
Acts chapter 13 verse 10, he says, "You who are full of all deceit and fraud, you son of the devil, you enemy of all righteousness, will you not cease to make crooked the straight ways of the Lord?"
然后第十一节说，现在主的手加在你身上，你要瞎眼暂且不见日光，他的眼睛立刻昏蒙黑暗。 四下里求人拉着他的手，方伯看见所做的事，很稀奇主的道就信了。Now
behold, the hand of the Lord is upon you, and you will be blind and not see the sun for a time. And immediately a mist and a darkness fell upon him, and he went about seeking those who would lead him by the hand. Now the proconsul believed when he saw what happened.
在这一段圣经里面。 讲了，就中文翻译有四次翻译成道。
In the Chinese translation, there are four times it talked about the way of the Lord, the way.
它英文翻译不是，就是中文不是way的意思哈。第一个就是讲到神的话，第二个是讲到信心。
The first time it means the word of God, and the second time it means faith.
第三个是讲到道路的道。
The third one is the way, the path.
第四个是讲到教训，就是主的教训。
And the fourth time it is the lesson, the teaching of the Lord.
所以这里发现就是什么？就是说从主的话产生信心，从信心产生什么？跟随主的路，从跟随主的路能够经历主在实际的跟随中一个教导或教训。
So here we see that from the word it generates faith, and from faith it leads to a path. And by walking along the path, then you have the teachings of the Lord.
而这个教训呢，是带着神亲手的大能工作在里面。
And this teaching is brought down by the hand of God.
因为那个行法术的，他在那里干扰神的工作，结果呢，神就叫他眼睛暂时瞎了。
The magician who was there to obstruct the work of the Lord caused him to be blind for a time.
所以这个神长他现在这个相信，他现在得的教训是什么？是看见神的手的工作。
So this proconsul, what did he believe? He believed that the teaching that he believed is to see the work of by the hand of God.
这个经历不应该只有那个神长可以得到。
This kind of experience shouldn't be limited to the proconsul.
今天我们愿意把自己奉献交给主的人，我们都有机会经历到。
Today, all of us who are willing to give ourselves into the hand of the Lord, we should all be allowed to have this experience.
神不但有话给我们，也有信心在我们里面逐渐形成。
Not only does the Lord give us His words, He also gives us a faith that gradually grows in us.
当我们顺着信心走的时候，哎，那个主的路，我们不但是走上去的，而且我们慢慢明白主的路是怎么回事。
And gradually, not only are we on the path of the Lord, we understand what the path is.
然后不但在走的时候，我们发现我们明白，我们明白主的道理呢，不是只是一个观念而已，而是什么？神需要亲自用大能的手工作，他需要把各样的恩典给我们。
And then we see that it is not just an understanding.That he wants to give us his great power.
所以，这一个叫愿意听而顺从的人呢，在他的心里有一个道理的模范。
So, the one who is listened and willing to obey, he becomes this model for teaching.
刚开始只是可能只是经历一点点，认识一点点。
At first, perhaps it's just a little bit of understanding.
但是逐渐的怎么样，他就会想象到了提摩太书上。有神话语的规模在它里面逐渐会形成。
So gradually, just as it is mentioned in the book of Timothy, that he would have this pattern of understanding that is forming in him.
那这个在我们身上的影响呢，就是叫我们来宣告一件事情，借着奉献来宣告，就是说，我们既然从罪得了释放，我们这个得了释放的人呢，就不再做罪的奴仆，而成为义的奴仆。
So this allows us to make a proclamation that we can proclaim to say that those of us who are no longer slaves of sin, then we become slaves of righteousness.
所以我们借着听而顺从，常常受主的引导，结果把这个国度的生命的见证，国度的见证能够写出来。
So by listening and by obeying, then gradually we are able to manifest the kingdom of God.
所以奉献的人就是说他就可以逐渐的神使他在国度的认识上会逐渐的能够增加，能够进入实际。
So those who have consecrated themselves to God, then God will allow them to gradually have more understanding.
他认识神的权柄，他经历神的牧养。
They understand, they know the power, the authority of God, and they experience His shepherding.
然后他发现了神给我们的新的生命，的确不同于我们旧造的生命。
And then they will realize the new life is truly different from the old one.
但是这个生命是必须成长的。
But this life has to grow.
所以我们需要继续的奉献。
So therefore, we need to continue to consecrate.
所以奉献呢，是带来生命的成长。
Therefore, consecration brings forth the growth of life.
这个生命成长的过程当中, 是需要分别为圣的。
In this path of consecration, the life needs to be growing.
所以这个分别为圣呢, 和这个生命成长呢, 都是神给的, 所以是神的恩赐。
So this consecration as well as this growth in life are all given by God and therefore are grace of God.
那这个生命的成长呢，其实是从灵里面开始的。
And this growth in life actually begins in the spirit.
所以只有奉献的人才有办法真正进到灵里面的生活。
So therefore, only those who are consecrated can truly enter into a spiritual life.
那所以这个灵里就是说。 所以奉献呢，是把是叫我们能够我们的灵啊，能够我们这个人里面呢，要从先归到正常。
So consecration is done so that what we have inside can return to its normal state.
所以这个那个我们侍奉主呢，跟随主呢，也都是从灵里面开始。
And we serve the Lord and we follow the Lord, and those also start with the Spirit.
所以如果我们的灵,我们的心在神面前,没有一个受神可以带领帮助的机会,其实我们没有办法,就是长大,或者没有办法去服侍主。
So if our spirit cannot be...
我们灵需要一个正常的光景,才有办法来跟随主。
It is only when our spirit is in its normal state, then can we follow the Lord.
所以我们灵里有正常的光景在跟随主的时候，我们在还不知觉的时候，主就把我们分别出来了。If
our spirit is in its right state, in its normal state, then even without knowing, God has already consecrated us.
所以神给我们生命的成长都是从里面开始的，不是从外面开始。So
the growth of life given to us by God all starts from inside.
所以不是说我们很努力做很多事情，这就生命会成长。
It is not so that we try hard to do a lot of things and then our life grows.
是我们里面受主的引导，一直显在外面，然后到了外面能够显出里面的引导的时候，那个时候生命的丰富才会出来。
It is the growth that is on the inside that manifests itself outside, and that is when life can grow.
而且主不但要我们生命成长。
And not only does the Lord want our life to grow, He wants us to receive glory.
那怎么能够得到荣耀呢?
How do we receive glory?
跟随是一个重要的事情。
Following is an important thing.
那这个跟随呢, 你必须先奉献才帮我跟随。
And this following has to be after the consecration.
那这个，所以这个往这个荣耀的这个方向去。
So as you go towards glory, you should have some experiences.
第一个方面，我们信主之后，你有没有真正的经历到得释放？
The first aspect is, do you truly feel the liberty after you've been saved?
这得释放就是得自由。And
that is to be freed.
你有没有真正有没有什么东西在你身上被把你捆绑捆住到一个地步，你真的一点办法都没有？
Is there something that constrains you so much that you feel powerless?
每一个人都有他的弱点。
Everyone has his weakness.
人与人之间弱点可能不一样。
People would have different weaknesses.
也许这个是对那个人完全没有影响, 但对另外一个人呢,就彻底的就把他给捆住了。
Perhaps for one person this doesn't matter, but for someone else it completely constrains him.
但不管是哪一个事情,或者哪一种的弱点,
But no matter what kind of weakness,
但是有一个共同之说，你是不是亲身的经历到的释放？
But one thing is, have you truly experienced being freed from that?
你不在乎的事情哈，通常不会捆绑你的。
The things that you don't care about tend not to bound you.
只有你很在乎的事情才有机会捆绑你。
Only things you really care about can bound you.
我记得我有一次被那个捆绑很厉害。
I remember one time I was bounded by something.
我希望得释放呢，我需要多少祷告呢？
How much prayer did I need in order to be freed from this?
我上班的时候需要一边上班一边祷告。
I needed to pray as I was working.
那下班之后呢，还需要继续祷告。
And after I got off from work, I needed to continue to pray.
那我呢，就是回家祷告了呢，是好一点，但是呢，没有彻底的释放，就是好一点而已。
And then I would continue to pray after I go home, and that would be a slight improvement, but only slight.
然后第二天呢，又同样在面对这个捆绑在我身上的压力。
And then the next day, I would continue to feel the pressure of that constraint on me.
那我又回去，我又是拼命的祷告，拼命的仰望。
And then I would desperately pray and to seek the Lord again.
我从有祷告的话，祷告到不晓得怎么祷告。
I started with words of prayer to a point where I had no words left.
就是到我不知道怎么祷告的时候，我还是没有得释放。
And even when I felt like I had no words left for prayer, I still wasn't freed.
我呢，每天是无依无靠的到主面前，我是跪在那里，一跪就好几个小时啊。
And I would kneel down before the Lord for several hours a day.
反正就是我无论如何就扒着主的脚不放了，反正就是去到他面前，不管怎么样，就扒在他了，扒在他面前。
And it was as if I would just go before him and grab onto his feet.
我印象大概花了一个多月的时间。
In my mind, it probably took me over a month.
每天这样周而复始，周而复始，到一个多月之后，有一天晚上啊，我在那里跪祷告之后，就突然啪就释放了。
And over a month, I would repeatedly, continuously pray like this. And then one night, all of a sudden, I was freed.
那个印象很深刻。那一释放之后哈，哎，你也抓也抓不回来了。
And after I felt I was freed, it's impossible to be constrained by it again.
我不晓得你有多少的释放的经历。
I don't know how many experiences do you have to be freed.
但是这个经历对我是很有帮助。
But this experience was very helpful for me.
以后我在有问题有事情的时候，我就有机会知道说我到底有没有得释放。
And for my later experiences, I would know whether or not I was freed.
我希望我们每个弟兄姊妹，你都亲身的经历那个，在你最没有办法的人、最没有办法的事情上面，彻底的释放。
I hope that each one of you would have the experience that on the thing that you are most helpless about, that you would have this experience of being freed.
但是你如果不奉献交给主，你怎么能得释放呢？
But if you don't consecrate and hand it over to the Lord, then how can you be freed?
有一段圣经对我帮助是蛮大的。
There is a passage that is quite helpful to me.
以赛亚书55章第八节。
In Isaiah 55,
以赛亚书55章第八节哈。
Isaiah 55 verse 8.
耶和华说，我的意念非同你们的意念，我的道路非同你们的道路。
The Lord says, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, declares the Lord.
天怎样高过地，照样我的道路高过你们的道路。我的意念高过你们的意念。
For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts.
我觉得你看到这些话的时候，你会不会应该觉得你很应该把自己交给主？
When you see these words, do you feel like you should really hand yourself over to him?
不管是他的意念，或他的道路，或他的智慧，都远远的高过我们。
Whether it is his thoughts, his ways,they are so much higher than ours.
而且他是至高的主，
and he is,
唯一宇宙唯一的主宰。
And he is the ultimate one, the only Lord of the universe.
把我们自己奉献交在他的手中，有什么不放心的？
If we give ourselves into his hand, what do we have to worry about?
他是使我们的，因为奉献之后，我们在他面前走下坡呢，还是提升我们达到宝座呢？
If we handed ourselves over to him, do we think we will walk the downward slope, or do you think he will lift us up?
所以奉献是很重要。
So consecration is very important.
奉献叫我们能够经历的释放。
Consecration could help us to experience being freed.
奉献也使我们有机会经历到，是因为跟随圣灵而能够成就律法的义在我们身上。
circumcision would also allow us so that we if we follow the law, that the righteousness is completed on us.
你有没有亲身的经历到说, 因为你是跟随主的带领, 所以你在看律法的要求的时候, 诶, 你就是被神圣灵的带领而满足了那个要求。
Have you ever experienced that because you're following the Spirit, that when you look at the law, that you have fulfilled the law because of His guidance?
这个不是我们一天到晚就把那个律法的法条在那里看来看去，哎呀，一直应该怎么做啊？是要多一点呢，少一点呢？那不是一天到晚精神衰弱。
It is not that we are constantly paying attention to the letters of the law.
所以。 这个满足律法的要求是需要靠圣灵的带领。We
need His guidance so that we can fulfill the requirements of the law.
律法的义成就在我们身上，是因为我奉献自己在神的手中，我跟随圣灵，圣灵就把我不晓得就不晓得怎么就到了。And
in order to fulfill the law, that we need His guidance so that without even knowing we have fulfilled it.
所以如果你是这样经历过,
if you have such experience,
我相信你会更愿意把自己奉献出来,
then you would be more willing to consecrate yourself.
你如果不愿意在见主面的时候被定罪的话, 现在就奉献。
If you don't want to be committed of this sin when you see the Lord, then consecrate yourself now.
如果我们不愿意在面见主的时候被审判的话, 现在赶快奉献。
If we do not want to be judged when we see the Lord, then we should consecrate ourselves now.
神有办法使我们这个常常够不上的能够越来越好，而且能够让神满意。
So the Lord has a way that for people like us who constantly fall short, that He can complete us.
那奉献的人，他要常常经历生命在他里面，生命不但在主里面，生命也在我们里面。
Those who are consecrated, it is not only life is not only in the Lord, life is are in them as well.
这个生命是复活的生命，是新造的生命。
And that is a resurrected life, and that is a new life.
不但生命在我们里面，而且什么平安常常在我们里面。
Not only do we have the life in us, but we also have peace in us.
我们是不是常常经历从主来的平安？
Do we constantly experience the peace from the Lord?
我们如果常常在主的平安里面，我们就不怕环境的险恶。
If we are constantly in the Lord, then we are not afraid of the dangers of our environment.
我想问大家一个问题。I
want to ask you a question.
如果今天主叫你去一个地方，
Today if the Lord asks you to go somewhere,
充满了各样的险恶，
It is full of all kinds of evil.
你敢不敢去啊？
Do you dare to go?
你去要根据什么来决定？
What determines whether or not you would go?
我想很重要就是在去以前里面先有平安。
And that is before you go, whether or not you have peace.
我从台湾搬到这里来之前，
Before I moved to the US from Taiwan,
我不会讲英文。
I did not know how to speak English.
我不是没有学过英文， 但是讲不出来。
It's not that I never learned English, but I couldn't speak it out.
我当时不会讲英文，而且我那个时候因为前几次来美国哈，都在纯粹的美国人当中，那个跟他们相处的这个经验哈，叫我很挫折。
And because of my experience of coming to the U.S. before, where I was immersed and interacted only with the Americans, I felt a lot of obstacles.
所以呢，在我的心里有一种好像讲英文有一种恐惧感。
So in my heart, I had this fear of speaking English.
还没讲就已经讲不出来了。Even
before I would open my mouth, I wouldn't have the words.
那勉强挤出来呢，都是不断的结结巴巴的挤出来。And
whatever I can squeeze out, they're just broken words.
因为我从来没有想要到搬到美国来住。
Because I never thought I would move to the U.S.
我来这里旅游一下哈，反正不伤大雅，也没什么影响。And
if I'm just here as a tourist, then it doesn't matter.
晃一下就回去了，不会讲的没关系。And
I'm just here for a little bit, and then I would go back home. So not speaking English is not a big deal.
但是没有想到说有一天主说叫你去。
And then I didn't expect one day the Lord said go.
在我还没有想说我英文怎么办的时候
，And even before I thought about what do I do about my English，
那恐惧感不见了
，That fear was gone。
那以前我想说，每一次一想说一讲英文，你讲出来那么烂的英文，人家一看，哎呀，笑你。
And before I would think that people would laugh at my poor English。
所以每次要一碰到讲英文就觉得很难为情，怕讲不好，就越讲越更不好。
And then every time I would be so embarrassed to speak, and the more I speak, the worse it is.
但是呢，那时候呢，也没有想要再学英文。
But then at that time, I didn't want to learn English.
而事实上也没有去真的去学英文。
And in reality, it didn't really go about learning English.
但是呢，那个恐惧感呢，就不见了。
And that fear was gone.
不但不见了呢，你在跟他讲说我听不懂，我不会，我没有觉得难为情。
And then if I tell people I don't understand, I don't know how to speak, I wasn't embarrassed.
在这个之前哈，你就跟他讲说，我听不懂，我不会哦，我觉得自己好像要找个地方钻下去。
And but before, if I tell people I don't know how to speak English or I don't know English, I felt so embarrassed. I just wanted to crawl somewhere.
但神把他的平安放在我里面哈，我在跟他讲不会的时候，我说我听不懂，我不会，你看你想办法吧。现在不是我想办法，是你想办法。
And but then the Lord took the fear away, and when I tell people I don't know how to speak, then it wasn't my problem anymore.
你可以帮我就帮我，你不能帮我算了。
If you can help me, that's great. If not, it's not a big deal.
平安呢
？That's peace.
啊，真的，这是很奇妙的事情。
It's an amazing thing.
所以平安在我们里面，使得你能够到你想不到的地方去。
So if peace is in us.Then we can go to places that we have not imagined.
但是你愿意交给主，你愿意把自己奉献给主，你也不晓得神怎么做的，就坐在平安那里面。
If you're willing to consecrate yourself, then you don't know how God does it, but God would put peace in you.
第四个方面。
The fourth aspect.
奉献自己的人能够经历内住圣灵的实际。
Those who consecrate themselves can experience.The Holy Spirit residing inside of you.
圣灵住在我们里面。
The Holy Spirit residing in us.
但是常常我们好像都不感觉到。
But many times we don't feel it.
但是圣灵如果内住在我们身上有个实际的话，它就是叫我们不再用肉体生活，乃是靠着圣灵带领生活。
But there is a reality that would happen if the Holy Spirit is inside of you, and that is you no longer live by the body, but you live by the Holy Spirit.
不只是如此，圣灵在我们身上一直要工作启示的嘛，要把基督启示给我们。
And it would constantly does its work so that Christ is revealed to us.
所以，圣灵在我们里面，你有经历到吗？
So therefore, the Holy Spirit inside of us, have you experienced that?
不只是这样子。
Not only that.
当我们奉献给主，我们受圣灵的引导。
When we consecrate ourselves, we are guided by the Holy Spirit.
我们就逐渐会经历，会认识这个死亡跟生命的不一样。
And then we gradually can see the difference between living and death.
当你自己奉献给主的时候，你发现了。哎，以前我喜欢做的，现在不做了。
When you consecrate yourself to the Lord, you'll find that the things that you enjoyed before, you don't do anymore.
那以前我如果喜欢做的不做，我就受不了，我就觉得好像是不能过日子。
And if before, if I don't do things I like to do, then it's very difficult to live the days.
我记得我那时候没有戒烟以前哈，那个我自己用自己的方法戒烟哈，那结果我是烟丢掉了。不抽，但是我里面我这个口腔啊，这里好像在烧一样。
Before I stopped smoking, even if I throw away the cigarettes, I would feel that inside of my mouth it feels like it's on fire.
不只是这样子，我的思想都被这个东西控制了，然后我就好像我不赶快去找烟哈，我就是不知道怎么要过怎么下一分钟的生活。
And it consumed my mind so much that if I don't go look for a cigarette, I don't know how to live the next minute.
但是神把我戒了之后呢，我也没抽烟，烟还放在自己的面前，没感觉。
But after God helped me to stop smoking, I wouldn't feel it. The cigarette can be right in front of me, and I wouldn't feel it.
身体因罪而死。
The body is dead because of sin.
心灵却因义而活, 就什么那个新的生命在里面。
But the soul is alive. The spirit is alive because of righteousness.
哎呀, 这是非常宝贵的。
That is very precious.
那这个这也叫我们呢，能够有这个能力。 能够背起自己的十字架来跟随主。
And it also gives us the power so that we can carry our own cross to follow the Christ.
而其实神是要把复活的生命给我们。
The Lord wants to give us the resurrected life.
所以要叫我们这个身体呢 是用来能够照着神的心意来侍奉。
So that we can serve Him according to His will.
所以当我们奉献之后 那他就把这个复活的生命从里面能够做到外面来。
So after we're consecrated, He can do work on this life from inside to the outside.
那在我们这样的经历当中 我们的心里对于我们是神的儿女是越来越有把握的。
And through these experiences, we have more assurance that we are children of God.
能够不但是有把握, 而且怎么样？那个圣灵来致死身体的恶行，这个经历呢，是越来越丰富，而且是让神来在我们身上做主导的那个工作。
And not only do we have the assurance, the fact of the Holy Spirit stopping us from doing things, that experience, that richness of experience also exists.
所以在这个加拉太书2章22节，2到20节。
So in Galatians, chapter 2, verse 22.
他说：“我已经与基督同钉十字架，现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着，并且我如今在肉身活着，是因信神而得活。” 他是爱我为我舍己。
I have been crucified with Christ, and it is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself up for me.
基督在我里面活着，所以基督如果不做的事情，我就跟着不做。
So Christ lives in me. So the things that Christ does not do, I won't do either.
那基督如果要做的事情呢，他就引导我。
And the things that Christ would do, He would guide me and I would follow Him.
所以你有把握能够继续的跟随主。
So therefore, you have the assurance that you can continue to follow the Lord.
有一个问题我们是需要思考一下。
There's a question that we need to think about.
我们不断的犯罪, 然后呢, 又得赦免。
We continuously sin and then be forgiven.
这个经历是真的。
That experience is real.
那我们不犯罪而顺从圣灵的引导, 这是另外一种经历。
But then if we don't sin and we follow the guidance of the Holy Spirit, that is another experience.
哪一种可以进入神的丰富?
Which one can enter into the richness of God?
哪一种可以使我们进到神的荣耀?
Which one can help us to enter into the glory of God?
这是我们需要思考。
That is what we need to think about.
你知道，你如果听很多所谓经历主的经历，大部分都是什么？我犯了罪，又得赦免；我犯了罪，弄了很出了很大的纰漏，现在被救回来。Oftentimes
we listen to these experiences of I sinned and I've been forgiven or I've been saved, or I sinned and did many things wrong and been redeemed and saved by the Lord.
但是比较少人听到说什么没有犯罪，但是神把我摆在一个什么？ 一个非常艰难的环境里面, 让神能够得胜。
But what we hear less about is that I did not sin, but Lord has placed me in this difficult situation so that He can be glorified.
那到底哪一种可以把我们带到荣耀去?
But which experience can bring us into the glory?
这是我们需要思考的。
That is what we need to think about.
但是从罗马书告诉我们,
But the book of Romans tells us,
主是要我们和基督同作后嗣，一同受苦，一同得荣耀。
It tells us that the Lord wants us to be crucified, to be suffering, and to be glorified together with Christ.
所以如果我们是不断的犯罪，那像不像神的后嗣呢？
If we are constantly sinning, then are we like Christ?
如果我们所在的环境或者所在的情况底下逼着我们去犯罪，我们就犯罪了，我们会不会跟他受苦呢？
We are in an environment, in a difficult environment, and we sin because of that, then are we like his descendants?
如果我们不像神的后嗣，又不会不能跟他受苦，那又怎么得荣耀呢？
If we're not like his descendants, and we cannot suffer with him, then how do we be glorified with him?
所以这里说什么？当我们跟随主，把自己奉献的时候，神要我们有把握自己是神的儿女。不管放在什么地方，你都敢告诉人家说你是神的儿女。
So when we consecrate ourselves, God wants to give us the assurance that no matter where we are His sons and daughters.
不只告诉人家是我们是神的儿女，就是连受苦，我们都站在神儿女的实际。
Even if we are suffering, we are standing in the reality of being His children.
一直到什么，能够达到神荣耀的神要在我们进入的荣耀能够进入为止。
Until we enter into His glory.
所以，当我们要往荣耀的路走的时候，第一个，你要先有把握你是神的儿女，与基督同作后嗣，一同受苦，一同得荣耀。
So as you walk this path, you have to have the assurance that you are children of God, that you will suffer with Him, but you will also enter into the glory with Him.
如果我们要迈向荣耀的话，我们需要接受神的托付，成为恢复万物的器皿。
So if we want to enter into glory with Him, then we have to commit, so that we can be redeemed with Him.
The recovery vessel.
We can be recovered with Him.
就是我们的生命成长，就是从罗马书第八章告诉我们，神的儿女。从儿女长到儿子的名分，成为就是他得到儿子的名分，这是要使万物能够得到恢复的一个关键。
So Romans chapter 8 tells us that if we are to go from being his children to being his son, then we have to be redeemed, recovered.
所以这是叫我们能够愿意不但愿意接受托付，而且是什么跟着主能够成就这个托付。
It is not only that we have to receive this commitment, but that we have to follow him to fulfill this commitment.
所以在这个时候，在这个过程中需要忍耐等候。
So in this process, we need endurance.
在这个过程中需要圣灵的帮助。
In this process, we need the help of the Holy Spirit.
那圣灵的帮助，就是一直把我们帮到一个地步，神的儿子的形象在我们身上能够成就。
And the Holy Spirit has to help us to a point that the image of Christ is on us.
那当然神也用万事互相效力，所以 神允许各样的环境让我们经历到，但是目的是叫我们被磨成神儿子的形象。
Of course, the Lord will allow many different circumstances, but the ultimate goal is that we can be molded into the image of His Son.
你把自己奉献给主，你就常常经历神的帮助。
If you consecrate yourself to God, then you will often experience Him.
那你若经历神的帮助，就是说是神的帮助来使我们能够胜过一切的抵挡。
Then if you have the help of God, then you will know that that is what will help us to resist all things.
不但要神帮助我们，而且神要供应我们。
Not only does God want to help us, He wants to provide for us.
你发现常常愿意侍奉神的人，他们要经历好像使无变为有的经历。
Those who are willing to be helped by God, they often have these experiences of going from having nothing to finding something.
或者说呢，他要经过那个贫乏，或者经过他的需要，这个需要呢是从神来供应的这供应。
And or that they have to experience the poverty and then experience the richness that is being provided for by God.
而且呢，甚至他在被神带领的过程中呢，他是被人控告的对象。
Or in the process of following the Lord, he is the one who is being persecuted.
但是神的意在他里面是那样的真实，使得他能够胜过一切的控告。
But the righteousness of God is so strong in him that he is able to he's able to surpass all the persecution.
而且不止如此，那个基督的复活在他里面是那样的宝贵，是那样的真实，所以呢，世人对他怎么样的定罪都没有用的。
And not only that, the resurrection of Christ is so real and so precious in him that no matter what the world convicts him of, it is of no matter.
而且要经历到基督的爱使得他得胜有余。
And he has to experience the love of Christ is more than sufficient for him.
我想我是把用简单的方式把就是我们个人的方面在经历主因为奉献所产生的经历给大家稍微提醒一下。
I want to use these simple words to remind us of our individual consecration in the Lord.
好，那如果主愿意的话，我们也许下次可以看在团体的方面。
And if the Lord is willing, perhaps next time we can look at consecration in the corporate sense.
好，我们有点祷告。
Let us have a word of prayer.
主，我们把这些的话再交回到你的手中。
Lord, we give back these words into your hand.
如果不是你启示我们，我们就不能发现有什么宝贵。
If it is not through your revelation, then we do not find these words precious.
也如果不是你带领我们，我们也不会有什么经历。
If it is not you who's guiding us, then we won't have the experiences.
我们把我们自己再一次奉献交托在你的手中。
Lord, once again, we commit ourselves into your hand.
愿你带领我们不但个人走奉献的路。
May you guide us individually to walk the path of consecration.
也愿你使全教会的整个聚集所都在奉献的实际来一起来经历你。
Lord, may you help us so that the whole church can live in the reality of consecration.
好，叫我们有机会能够看见你的荣耀、你的丰富。能够显在我们眼前。
So that we may have the opportunity to see your abundance and your glory before our eyes.
你知道我们的软弱，你也知道我们的败坏。
Lord, you know our weaknesses and our corruptions.
我们求你使我们这个不堪的人能够被你因为奉献的缘故能够被你成全。
Lord, we pray that such people as us through consecration can be completed by you.
求你把奉献的这样的渴慕和实际做在我们的里面。
Lord, may you complete the desire and the reality of consecration in us.
叫我们天天过一个奉献的生活。
So that every day we live a life of consecration.
天天在奉献中能够进入国度的见证和生命的成长。
That every day we can live the growth of the kingdom.
不但基督成形在我们里面，那个基督的身量也成就在你的教会中。
Not only does Christ grow in us, but the measure of Christ also grows in the church.
求你做那人所不能做的工作。
Lord, may you do the work that men cannot do.
愿荣耀敬拜的归给你。
May glory and honor be unto you.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.